Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tricia Wallace, president of the Lincoln Beach Community Advisory Committee and co-founder of New Orleans for Lincoln Beach. And we love to check in with her periodically to see what is the latest and the status of the Lincoln Beach product. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
Doing well, Tricia. So I know that you guys have a meeting this evening at 6 p.m. at 9820 Lake Forest Boulevard, Suite 105, which is the advisory committee meeting for the Lincoln Beach community. What
yes.
do what do they what will they hear this evening?
Okay. Well, first of all, this is rescheduled from our first quarter meeting. So a lot, the weather stopped us from having that one. So what's going on right now is we just come from a couple weeks of visiting with city council, and we had a meeting with the mayor as well. And we're just asking that the promises that were made to us early on in 2020, 2021, is that they open the beach in 2025, a simple beach, and then continue. I mean, we're not asking that the master plan process stop. What we're asking is that they open the beach as a park, and while we're figuring out what, you know, what other great things could be there, you have it open. Because we do not have the funding to open the beach in the way that it has been presented to us, the concepts that we have seen.
And what was the council and what was the mayor's response?
Well, the council put an ordinance to have transparency on the project, and that just happened recently. As of this week, last week, that's how the meeting ended, with them putting in passing an ordinance to give us transparency on this project.
When we say transparency, what do they intend to do to accomplish same? Do you know?
So currently, that's what's going on. We're discussing how to move forward. Because when all these conversations started, this was before Mardi Gras. We hadn't heard anything. We hadn't had an update since December. And then it was like, we're going to have this one final thing, and we're celebrating the master plan. And I said, well, I think what we should do, that's great, but we also should understand when the beach is going to open, because I don't think celebrating, you know, a master plan without knowing that is productive. And I don't think it will sit well with the rest of us, you know. So that's kind of where we are. We just want to an update, a real update on what's going on and when can the beach open. And so that's what we're continuing to discuss. The community has expressed that they want a commission. So we're talking about how to create a commission. There was conservancy was thrown in there. So it just basically trying to figure out how the beach will be operated and governed once it is open. I think that's the basic gist of the conversation. How we get there is kind of a little murky, but they did bring in Maroon to help to get this moving along.
And is that a facilitator or a development
consultant? They're a strategic planning company, but yeah. They did bring them in to help plan out how the community will be fairly engaged in going forward.
So the council responds by passing a transparency ordinance. What was the response from Mayor Cantrell's administration to having some part of the beach open for this summer?
Their response was, we spoke with them before this happened, and they were speaking about a groundbreaking in October. So opening the beach before this summer is not even a part of the conversation. They're talking about a groundbreaking in October. And so that's what led to the questions of, okay, if we're breaking ground in October, when will the beach actually be open? So there are different dates being thrown out at us. 2027 is one, which, you know, part of what my goal is to get them to just direct people towards the meetings, direct them to the website, have accurate information on the website so that you don't keep just answering things, saying anything as it's being planned, because things do change. And numbers, see, what we also need to recognize is that, okay, once COVID came into play, the numbers jumped up as far as construction. Now we have tariffs. We haven't even discussed, you know, how construction numbers will jump because of that. And our goal is to get them to spend more money on construction and less money on consultation, because all the plans seem to be for planning and consultants. And we're wondering how much of this is going to construction. So, you know, we're not asking to do anyone's job or, you know, let the professionals be professional and do what they do. But also, if we see something that's not making sense, then we need to understand why that's going to happen and why that's fair, equitable, and legal.
Right. Tricia, last time you and I talked, correct me if I'm wrong, you were very excited and thought that y'all had momentum and things were moving in a nice, positive way. How would you characterize the way you feel today about it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today I feel hopeful that we can, I feel hopeful that this can happen. But I am not excited as I was, because at that time I felt like I had clarity and things were making sense. And now I find out that the whole time we've been meeting with Sasaki, and really Digital Engineering is the company that's contracted to do the quick open. So they were contracted to do the utilities, clean up the beach, the parking lot, you know, those type of things. Mm-hmm. And the things that
remember, that's what you were all excited about. I mean, like something was going to actually happen. Because there was talk that you would be able to be on the beach for this summer, if my memory serves me correctly.
Exactly. And so now, you know, it's like no conversation, and now that's not happening, and you want us to celebrate in May a completion of a master plan that does not reflect what the community wants entirely. And then no, you know, the beach is not even going to open this year. I think, no, it's not exciting at all.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I could kind of sense it in your voice, and I feel bad. I mean, you know, cause it seems as though the thing was going in a very positive direction, and there was going to be an interim solution and then a more permanent development plan put into place. And, you know, obviously there were significant discussions about the funding and financing of same. I guess, you know, not.
It's like when you feel, when you're a part of the conversation, when you have to fight to be a part of the conversation, and now you're a part of the conversation, and then it becomes a daily thing. Like, it would be different, I think, if I wasn't in conversations every day. People call me on the weekends. I get calls and emails 4:00 in the morning, and then to then turn around months later and completely feel like I really don't know what's going on or what's going to happen. The shift concerns me, and it also, but I feel like we're engaged enough to be on top of it and see when things change. And also, sometimes it's not fun or pretty. It's just the part that you have to go through, and, you know, people are mad at you, people, but it's okay, because I feel like as long as we're moving forward, you know, it'll be okay. There's a lot of, there's been a lot of confusion. And I just think really it's because no one really knew how to open a beach. And so everybody's just trying to use their expertise in the best way. Now, sometimes there's a disconnect and things don't push through the way that they should. And that's why we're here, to help push it through. And that's really all I can say. I'm still fighting to get it open this year. That's what I'm going to say until probably December 2025. I'll be on. There is a way that it can happen, because the way that the community wants it is simply how we were using it. It's not, we're not asking for Disney World, you know, on.
Right.
On these 17 acres, 15, really.
I thought you know, in our last conversation, you were very realistic about, you know, your expectations of what you wanted to see happen. The interim solution seemed like something that was achievable while this overall master plan was being, you know, flushed out and developed and so forth. And it sounds like to me, you correct me if I'm wrong, the interim solution off the table is what it sounds like to me.
That is exactly what it sounds like. They were calling it phase zero, and I don't, now it, I mean, that's what the new name was, but I don't know. Now it seems to be off the table, as well as some other design elements. And I just think that it's important that people know what's going on.
Is there anybody
is
there anyone from the city that will be at tonight's meeting?
I'm not sure who's. It's been kind of strange and tense lately. So I'm not sure who's showing up. I just know that
Whose council district is this in?
Oliver Thomas. Okay. Now Oliver Thomas does have Wesley Bishop on, who's in his office. He's on the LBCAC, and he has another representative, Shawan Bernard. Shawan will most likely be there. If not, she's been tapping in, checking in, and very helpful. So I'm sure she'll, But yeah, I don't know who's coming, but we have to discuss this.
Yeah. Well, best of luck this evening at 9820 Lake Forest Boulevard, Suite 105 is the Lincoln Beach Community Advisory Committee meeting. And Tricia, thanks so much for joining us and giving us an update. Tricia Wallace, president of the Lincoln Beach Community Advisory Committee and co-founder of New Orleans for Lincoln Beach. Thank you, ma'am, and have a great week. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.